I've said enough.
Chris Crotwell.
So, I don't support human trafficking or the sex trade. They are very serious problems that ruin millions of lives. That's a disclaimer. The summer before my senior year of college was pretty miserable. My fiance had to live with her parents, and I was in the process of shepherding a small band of refugees from an imperiled honors program from one dormitory to another. I was their president. It had been 110 degrees for weeks. This is the moment when my friend Andrew bursts into my room and tells me that he needs me to drive him to St. Louis to rescue our friend Gordon from boot camp for the weekend. And so I said yes immediately because I desperately needed something to do. I'd beaten Wind Waker twice. So only a couple hours after that, I'm in my car driving toward Fort St. Leonard Wood, Missouri. And just a little bit about Andrew and Gordon. Andrew is a maniac with delusions of grandeur, and I love him. Gordon had recently had a crisis of direction and joined the National Guard, so he was on his way to Afghanistan. When we show up in this tiny little hotel in the middle of the woods, where the soldiers are allowed to take leave from boot camp for a few days, he just runs out and dives into the back of the car in his uniform, and we threw a blanket over him and drove away. Huzzah! And we have no idea what we're going to do. None of us have been to St. Louis before. So when we get to the hotel, we just call a taxi. Because we figure whoever the wonderful person is that picks us up, hopefully, he will just take us to things. Because we don't know what we're doing. And so it was a fateful decision. We get a taxi. The guy shows up. His name is Lowe, or at least that's what he called himself. As soon as he found out we were from Alabama, he blared Lynyrd Skynyrd the entire time. just fucking loops of Sweet Home Alabama. Just loops of it. He takes us out. We end up going to some bars. We get restless and bored because, goddammit, this is an adventure. How many of these do you get to have? So we call him back up. We get in. Starts fucking blaring Sweet Home Alabama. And he says, "All right, guys, what you want? Sex, drugs, or rock and roll?" And Andrew looks at him and goes, "Sex." Because apparently we're in some sort of coming of age movie from the 80s. And so Lowe says, and this puzzled me for like the whole half an hour it took us to get where we're going. He says, "No problem, I know this really great Vietnamese place." And I'm such a fucking idiot. Because I'm like, that's weird. I've never been to like a racially themed strip club before. But, you know, it's not my trip. I'm not the one going to Afghanistan. So whatever. And we drive, and we're driving, and we're driving out of St. Louis. And I'm like, dude, this strip club's forever away. Then we drive into the woods, and I'm like, the strip club's in the woods. But then we pull up to a compound of trailers. A compound of trailers in the woods outside of St. Louis. And I just then, realize what we're doing. And it blows my mind. I'm just stunned. I was like, holy shit, I'm in a brothel. Because I was. That's exactly where I was. And we get out of the car and Lowe starts explaining the rules because apparently he shuttles people out here all the time. He's like, $40, you get a massage. Then, you know, you negotiate for whatever else. And I'm engaged. And, but we're in the woods. I can't go anywhere. And apparently at this point, Andrew and Gordon have thought to themselves, yeah, no. I'm going to do this. Just, you know, they're just saddling up. You know, fuck a hooker. Yeah. It's the thing they're going to do. So we go into this little room with a big steel security door, and one of those tiny panels slides open. Like in, like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit or something. And this ancient Vietnamese woman in a muumuu lets us in to what looks like some sort of like reeling, disreputable dentist waiting room from the 70s. It's hideous and weirdly retro. Like, they haven't done a lot of updating in this brothel. And so we sit down in some chairs, and she parades out a group of women who, and I'm not going to sugarcoat this, probably showed up in the United States in a shipping container. Wow. Let's just be perfectly honest. That part's not funny at all.
No.
And so, yeah, I know. This shit gets real sad real fast this way. So Gordon and Andrew, they choose their respective partners, whatever is going to go on. And I just sit there, doing my best, like, giving the old lady, as like, trying not to offend her somehow, like, my best. No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to hang out here and just wait for whatever that is to get done. And there's stacks of magazines, hundreds of ancient copies of Southern Home and Garden and Good Housekeeping. It's the only shit to read. Like, is it 52-year-old women frequenting this brothel? Like, who are these magazines for? But I don't want to talk to any Johns, and I really don't want to talk to any Johns. And so I just start reading about cheddar biscuits. And I had this really serene moment where I'm sitting there reading about cheddar biscuits at this brothel outside of St. Louis. Alan Watts is one of my favorite people. He has a quote, "You are something the whole world is doing." And I like to think that at that moment, the whole world was sitting in a brothel reading about cheddar biscuits. They come out, eventually. They're just depressing, hollow stares affixed to their faces. Just upset. They're both upset. They don't talk at all. We just go to a White Castle. Everybody's like quietly eating flyers. So, wasn't supposed to use his real name. He's gonna be so mad. So Gordon. Fuck it, that's his last name. So Gordon. He goes to Afghanistan. We go back to Alabama. And I didn't know for a long time what happened in either of those rooms. But I did, and I'm going to end with this. I did find out what happened in Andrew's room eventually. He broke down. He had to tell someone. He just couldn't keep it inside. He went in there, gave us $40, and refused to negotiate for anything extra. He demanded a massage. Like I said, he's a maniac with delusions of grandeur. He just wanted a massage. But she doesn't even speak English and doesn't know how to give a massage. You know, like, it's not a very professional place, frankly. So he refuses to give her anything else. She doesn't know what to do. Like, she's having a weird time. He's having a weird time. This isn't normal protocol. So he ends up getting just probably the strangest hand job he'll ever get. And the whole time, he so needs this not to be what it is. He so desperately needs it not to be what it is that he keeps saying, "I need you to believe. I need you to believe." I know, right? It's fucked up. So imagine, like, picture this for a second. This is a young man getting a horrible hand job from a woman that doesn't speak English, screaming, begging the universe for authenticity that's not there. And if that doesn't paint a picture for you, it's a mad world.
Thank you, Chris. That was a hell of a story, dude. I got nothing funny to say.